Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. We have on the line Keith Hughes, Managing Director in Equity Research at SunTrust Robson Humphrey. How are you, Keith?
All right, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And Keith, I wanted to get you on here, talk a little bit about the market out there for floor coverings and other things, maybe a little bit about the housing market. It seems like we've been hearing a lot more negative comment here of late. I just wanted to, you know, get your take on it. We're not seeing a whole lot of happy faces, you can imagine, in the floor covering business. What's your take on the level of business just across the board, including the floor covering business? Are most other industries having the same sort of situation we're having here in floor coverings?
Yeah, no question, and it's kind of spreading by day to various other industries, even things that have not historically been affected by housing cycles in the consumer durable world, which is what I cover. There's very few exceptions of consumer products, large-ticket consumer products, that have not been affected in some form or fashion by the slowdown. It's been this big and this pervasive that, I think the only thing about floor covering is that it was one of the first to feel the downturn. In residential floor covering, I'm speaking of here, it'll probably be one of the first to come out. That is probably not a near-term phenomenon, but could be as we go through 2008. I think moving into 2008, you got to start splitting apart the product that goes towards home builders and the product that goes towards the renovation market. The renovation market historically has been countercyclical to housing. This time around, it has not. But I think that renovation will come back faster than what you see on home building. Home building, there's so much inventory, and it's actually getting a little higher. That's the big problem with home building. You've got to clear this inventory out before the business could turn around. Renovation is driven a lot more by consumer attitudes. And I have to tell you, it's heartening to see when the rate cut came a couple of days ago that it was on the front page of the USA Today, because we need some better headlines for the housing market. We need more stories. Hey, housing, at least it ain't getting any worse, kind of headlines. Could go a long way towards a renovation market of turning some things around.
So the psychological aspect is really important here, isn't it?
It's incredibly important on renovation because it's such a psychological-driven purchase. You know, it's made up of how you feel about your home, how you feel about your job, how you feel about your income. Things of that nature are the big drivers on that. And short-term, it's getting worse. Don't kid yourself. But with the Fed rate cut and some of the things you're talking about on mortgages through Fannie and Freddie and through the FHA program, the fix is basically on. It's just a question of how long it takes.
I see. And that's to clear out inventory, basically.
Yeah, clear inventory out. That's the number one problem. I tell you, the good news is that the macroeconomists have finally figured out this is a real problem. Instead of dancing around, it's contained and it's not that bad. You know, they finally have got a little religion on this topic. About how difficult it is out there right now.
Perhaps because they've looked wrong for so long here, saying things are turning around and misreading it?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I don't think the government statistics on housing really tell you everything that's going on, and you really have to go out and talk to builders and people to sell to builders to figure out exactly what's happening in many of these markets. Because those government data they put out, they're from about 50,000 feet, the price data they put out is almost useless. And that's where I think some have missed the boat here.
Is that likely to ever change?
Macroeconomists aren't always dealing with reality now, are they? So
No, I mean government data.
Well, I mean, it's a very difficult industry to measure. They put out more on home building than they do on probably any other topic that, you know, your listeners would be interested in. But, it's still one that is based on surveys, and I think you can miss important details when you're just relying on surveys and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. The former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan said almost a year ago that he thought we had hit the bottom or seen the worst of it, I guess is the way he phrased it,
right,
of the housing market, and he's saying now prices are going to go down a whole lot, and he said that just the last couple of days.
That's exactly right. What everyone has missed is how pervasive subprime mortgages were in building and how quickly they have pulled back in volume. Up until very recently, there was no macroeconomist who would even consider the fact that we could be heading into recession. Now, they start talking about 30 and 60%, whatever the number it is, percent chance. So it's pretty quick.
And they're talking about it. The subprime mortgage situation, is that really at the root of this? And you had mentioned earlier on that you're seeing problems in some areas of durables where up to this point you wouldn't see them. Is that the subprime really the core of this problem?
I mean, it's one of the symptoms, yes. I think the problem, the housing market went, you know, too far too fast as much as anything. And the psychological effect of housing coming down is affecting a lot of other areas as well. And that's, you know, you can pick who you want to blame or what parts you want to blame, but it's all kind of a vicious circle to a certain extent.
I see. How much do you think the floor covering business is off year to date in 2007? I know that's not an easy number to come up with.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, the numbers that Mohawk talks about in its earnings call from the CRI, units are probably down about 10% over the last four quarters. We'll see what the third quarter brings here in a couple weeks. And that's, I don't know if it's ever been that bad in terms of percentage unit decline. Maybe back in the 70s. Dollars are not as bad because there's a lot of pricing actions, but of course pricing actions are just there to offset raw material increases. That doesn't really help you when you get to the bottom line. It protects you, but it doesn't really help you that much.
So then across the board, and I guess the, you know, carpet is relatively easy because you have the CRI numbers, the other ones, you really don't have any numbers.
No, you don't. I mean, I think it's fair to say that the hard surface categories all have done better than that. How much better, I honestly don't know.
But your guess would be 3-5% off.
Yeah, I think some of like ceramic tile is probably about a break-even category on units, and hardwoods are probably down. And you really got to start asking yourself the question on as you go through each of the different categories: how much of their business is home builder related? The category that has the highest of flooring, that has some of the highest exposure to home building, are hardwood floors and vinyl floors. Ceramic tile is used in a lot of home building. It's also used in a lot of commercial, so that helps offset it. Carpet is more heavily driven by residential replacement spending as much as anything. And so, there can be some distinct differences. And the reality, the mix shift away from carpet to the hard surface, I think, continues, although, you know, carpet's not a dead category by a stretch of the imagination. It's still one that, in a normalized environment, I think grows a little bit. Vinyl is really the only product that I see that still in perpetual decline.
Now, the consumer out there, what's affecting the consumer? I mean, is it housing prices? Is it availability of credit, gasoline prices? Just lack confidence, as you mentioned before.
I think so. It can be, you know, it could be from the fact the guy down the street just sold his house for less for what you thought yours was worth, to the headlines every day, to the fact that you want to refinance your mortgage and you can't, or you're having a hard time. It's a lot of different things, and it's something that usually builds over time. I want to stress, though, it can turn around in a second. I've seen that happen, you know, many times in the past.
You mean a consumer is willingness to go spend money?
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't take a tremendous amount. I remember if you go back to the 2000-2001 recession, we started seeing declines in spending basically about May, June of 2000 for large ticket items, including carpet and flooring. And it ran for about a year as a, you know, negative units. And then it turned back up in the summer of 2001. And even when September 11th hit, the industry paused for, you know, a couple weeks, month, and then we went right back into recovery period.
I see. So what we're seeing is the opposite of the wealth effect. I guess the thing that drove the stock market up as high as it did before it crashed on the .com.
It did. I have to tell you, the market has held up tremendously well, given where we are at this point. You know, there's been some dips in the indices, but they're still up for the year.
I see. So then you mentioned the overabundance of inventory in the housing market. We're seeing prices come down. How long is it going to take to get the inventory down? I mean, how long are we going to see this thing go on?
It's hard to say. I mean, if you take historic significant home building declines, which we pretty much got to go back to the mid to late 70s, early 80s for these kind of declines, they typically have, in those cycles, lasted around 30 months in duration. So if you consider, for example, the first quarter of 06 is the beginning of the downturn, you would be looking at, you know, basically 2.5 years. So sometime in the second half of 08, you might see some signs of life. That's probably as good a guess as anything. There's a lot of extenuating circumstances, you know, how much mortgage availabilities are going to be offset by the fact, you know, there's some movement at the federal government level to provide some support, which, you know, help out. How far all those go will determine a lot of what's happening.
I see.
But it's not going to be this year, I can say that.
So then at the very earliest, we're looking towards somewhere towards the end, last quarter maybe of 2008.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you're buying stocks in my group, you got to realize the stocks are going to move well before you have the good year in housing. And that's what makes cyclicals ones you have to buy when things are difficult.
This is going to conclude part one of a three-part series. We're talking with Keith Hughes, the Managing Director in Equity Research at SunTrust Robinson Humphrey. We'll air the second part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio. We'll be right back.